At night, while Dorothy sleeps in her tent, under the influence of a drug administered by Wilson's native servants, Bob and Betty plan to seek Chandler and Najee. They follow the path into the jungle and stumble upon the hidden entrance to the cave. Making their way by the weird green light to the altar, they see the figure of Najee lying on a carved golden couch. They decide to attempt to carry her out of the cave. But at that moment, they hear from a distance her voice and the voice of Chandler. The present act opens in an inner room in the cave. Chandu, the magician.
Najee, where are you?
Where are you, Chandu?
In the small room at the right of the doorway that leads from the room where the altar is. The one with the seal of Solomon over the doorway.
Oh, Chandu, you should not have come here. And this room, why did you enter it? The seal of Solomon is...
What do you mean, Najee? Why should the seal of Solomon prevent me from entering this room?
You do not know its mystic meaning, then?
Of course. I know many secrets about it. But come, tell me, who is this man who is lying here on the stone bench? And how does it happen the girl who lies before this altar looks exactly like you? Oh, Najee, when I saw her, I thought it was you. I thought these natives had killed you. What is it, dear? Come here and let me show you this man.
I know the man is here, Chandu.
But when I called to you just now, didn't you say the man was Andra?
You should have known him, Chandu.
I know he looks exactly like Andra, of course. But it can't be. It's just a startling likeness.
Oh, you cannot understand, Chandu. And there is no time for me to explain. Because you must go at once before they return.
Who do you mean? Who is coming back?
The tribal priests. And they must not find you here.
You mean it's really true?
I do not know what you have suspected, Chandu.
Why, I suspected nothing until Wilson told me what he thought.
That Mr. Wilson who brought us here, Chandu? Does he know? Where is he?
I don't know how much he knows, Najee. But for years, he's been investigating a native legend that this cave holds the secrets of the ancient Lemurian race.
Oh!
He's never been in here before, though, until tonight.
He is here now?
No, not now. Let me tell you what happened. When you disappeared out there on the beach, Dorothy and I waited a little while, and you didn't come back. So naturally, we were alarmed, and I started to look for you. I wandered around in the jungle out there for a time, and presently Wilson came along and said Dorothy had decided something had happened to me, and she sent him to find me.
But how did you learn of the cave?
We couldn't discover any path that branched off the one we were following. So we searched the rocks against the cliff out there, and presently found the entrance. But all this is nothing now that I've found you.
But where is Mr. Wilson?
When he saw the figure of that girl lying on the couch out there before the altar, he was so terrified he ran away. But I'll tell you this, Najee. While we were standing in the little passageway outside the cave, he told me someone had engaged him to bring you over here from Suva. Do you know who it was?
No, Chandu. I know only this. For many years I have been visited by an ancient sorcerer. Dorothy saw him once in Cairo.
I know. She told me. That was the night he told you if you persisted in your friendship for me, my life's work would be of no avail. Is that the man?
Yes.
But it wasn't... Vindhyan?
No, Chandu. It was another who bore in his heart the ancient wisdom. On the night he spoke to Dorothy and me, he disappeared. And it was said he returned to...
What? You mean he came back here? Do you really think that?
Oh, I do not know. But that is what was said.
But who told you this? Someone from India?
I cannot speak of this to you, Chandu. Nor to anyone. Oh, I beg you to go away and leave me here.
Of course I won't.
Oh.
What is it you think keeps you here, Najee? Who is that girl out there who looks so strangely like you?
Since you have guessed that this cave holds the secrets of ancient Lemuria, Chandu, I will tell you it is true.
But what has all this to do with you? These amazing series of caves. And those cats out there.
You have seen the cats? You understand their meaning?
That's the only thing I do understand about this whole affair, Najee. These priests, whoever they are, seem to worship the cat goddess Ubasti. But that doesn't explain what you're doing here.
I am here because I have been summoned, Chandu. I cannot tell you more. If you had not heard me when I cried out, you would not have known I was here.
Ah, but I did hear you. And I'm going to take you away. I'm going to take you out of here. There's something horrible and malignant in all this. When I heard your voice a few moments ago, I was so glad to find you, I paid no attention to what you said.
Chandu, you must listen to me. Destiny is stronger than we are. And since I have come this far on my journey, I must fulfill the decree of fate and never return.
Never return to Egypt? Why, Naji? Oh, come, dear. Let's leave all these explanations until we're safely away from this place. Tell me this. Are these two people hypnotized, or are they really, really dead? This boy who looks like Andra, I mean, and the girl who looks like you.
Oh, but you do not understand, Chandu.
But you can tell me all this when we're far away from here. I'm not going to ask you a lot of questions, nor worry you to tell me the whole story if you'd rather not. Come, let's get out of this place before the priests return.
What is it that you think, Chandu?
Let me ask you this. Did you meet Vindhyan in the cave?
Yes, Chandu. But I cannot yet see how he did not drown when he sprang into the sea from the Palana.
I've been thinking about that, Naji. And I believe Wilson probably had a man in another boat waiting for Vindhyan when he jumped overboard.
But this was far out at sea, Chandu.
I know. But Wilson could easily have gone out there in his sailing vessel and approached the Palana with all his lights out. A little thing like maritime law wouldn't stop Wilson if I know him.
If you are right, Chandu, it may be that was the manner in which it occurred.
But even if you ever had occasion to fear Vindhyan, you need fear him no longer. As we stood in the doorway of the cave, Wilson and I both saw Vindhyan leap into that pit where the fire is burning.
Ah, but that was a trick, Chandu.
You mean he knew we were standing there?
Of course he must have known it, Chandu. No one can enter the cave without he'd know it. It was his plan to make you believe he was dead. I know it, Chandu.
Why should he do that? What difference would it make to him whether I thought he was dead or alive?
He fears you. He fears your knowledge of the secrets of the East. He will be glad if you go away from Lura and leave the tribal priests to fulfill the ancient decree.
Lord Naji, we're just wasting time. You haven't told me a thing. I know it's impossible that this boy could be Andra, just as it's impossible for that girl before the altar to be you. You're under some hypnotic spell of Vindhyan's, and I'm going to get you away from here. What can these priests do? Why do you think you must stay here?
I cannot listen, Chandu. This is my fate, and I must meet it. You know I have long tried to free myself of my love for you, because for long I have known the happiness of love was not for me.
What would happen if I just picked you up and carried you out of here?
No, no, you must not. I would kill myself.
Why, Naji?
I said you did not understand, Chandu. I must remain here, and you must go. And we will never meet again.
Do you mean that all these years in Egypt, when you've been studying the ancient secrets of that in that tower room of yours, you've been preparing yourself for some such thing as this? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Naji?
I knew it must come sometime, but I did not know when nor where. But when Andra said he had received a message to land at Suva, I knew I must not go there if I was to escape the will of destiny. But you see how useless it was. Andra died. The boat became helpless, and still I was forced to go to Suva.
But there was nothing occult about the boat becoming disabled, Naji. There was someone aboard who had some reason for wrecking the yacht and putting the wireless out of commission. Besides, why didn't you tell me the reason you were afraid to go to Suva? I might have been able to do something about it before the yacht broke down. At any rate, I could have seen to it that Vindhyan didn't bother you anymore. And now we're going.
Oh, no.
Come with me, dear. And we're going to leave this place at once. Once outside, you'll forget all about it. We'll go on back home, and it'll be just as if it had never happened. Do you think we should take this boy with us?
You cannot, Chandu.
Aren't you going to tell me who he is?
I will tell you this, Chandu. Long ago in the ancient country of Lemuria, Andra was the brother of the princess who lies before the altar.
What?
Do you not remember, Chandu, that when you were first in Egypt, Bob discovered an ancient parchment, and you opened the door under the old throne room so that we found a girl who had been sleeping for thousands of years?
Of course I remember it. But you don't mean... You really mean... Why, Naji, it's unbelievable.
No, it is not. It is true.
Naji.
And now you see why even when thousands of years have passed, the tribal curse of Andra's family and my destiny must still work together to keep me from you forever.
I tell you, this is all the doings of Vindhyan. He's hypnotized you as he did that night in the cabin.
Oh, no, no, Chandu. I am but returning to the life of my people. And we have talked too long. Bob and Betty Lou may be in danger if the priests return and find them there.
Find them where?
Did you not hear me call to them?
I heard your voice. But as I told you a few minutes ago, I was so glad to hear it, I paid no attention to what you said. Where are Bob and Betty?
When I saw them, they stood before the altar. And if they do not lay their hands upon the sacred symbol, nor touch the diamond of the girl who lies before the altar, they may find their way from the cave unharmed.
What are they doing in here?
I think they thought to...
I know. They've come here to find you and me. Oh, how foolish. Where are they? I must get them out of here at once.
Oh, Chandu! It must be that they have profaned the sacred symbols by their touch. Go quickly or you will be too late.
Bob, Betty, where are you? Wait there for me, Najee, and I'll come for you as soon as I find the children. Bob, there they are, just beyond the altar. Betty, come here.
Stop, Uncle Frank. Don't come any closer to us.
Look out, Uncle Frank.
Look out for the cat.
Thank you.